Hi and welcome to MATIP Podcast F21, Conveying Probability. To use this podcast, download the worksheet from matip.org.uk. Question 1. Laura's mum and dad share the cooking. Only one of them cooks each night. Laura says the probability that her dad will cook the tea tonight is 0.75 and the probability that her mum will cook is 0.35. Laura is wrong. Explain why. If we add the probabilities together, we get 0.75 plus 0.35 equals 0.1. This is greater than 1, and we know probability must be less than 1, so Laura is wrong. Question 2. Sarah rolls an unbiased 6-sided die. She gets 5. Sarah's twin sister then rolls the same die. What is the probability that she will get a 6? Sarah's roll does not affect Sarah's twin sister's roll. Therefore, the probability will be 1/6. Question 2b. Sarah rolls the die 60 times. Explain why she may not get exactly... Question 2b. Sarah rolls the die 60 times. Explain why she may not get exactly 10 sixes. This is because probability does not predict exactly. It only gives an estimate. Mr. Green buys a piece of fruit for his lunch from the market each day. He chooses an apple or an orange or a banana. The probability that he chooses an apple is 0.4. The probability that he chooses an orange is 0.15. Work out the probability that Mr. Green chooses a banana. We know the total probability must equal 1. So the probability that Mr. Green chooses a banana is 1 minus 0.4 minus 0.15. This equals 0.45. Question 4. Rob and Brian have magnetic letters to make their names. They each put their letters into a different box. They each take a letter from their box at random. They store the pairs of letters they could pick. The R from Rob's box must go with all the letters from Brian's box. This gives us RB, RR, RI, RA and RN. The same happens with O and then B. The total number of pairs is 15. Question 4b. What is the probability that their letters are the same? There are two outcomes when the letters are the same, RR and BB. There are a total of 15 outcomes, so the probability is 2 over 15. Question 5. 60 children attend swimming lessons at the local pool. These classes are graded into ducks, turtles and dolphins. The two-way table shows some information about these children. A. Complete the two-way table. In the table we can see the total number of ducks is 10. There are 3 female ducks, which means there must be 7 male ducks. The total number of turtles is 28. There are 11 male turtles, so there must be 17 female turtles. There are 32 females in total. 3 of them are ducks, and we have just worked out that 17 are turtles. This must mean the rest of them should be dolphins, so there are 12 dolphins. The total number of males is 28. There are 11 turtles and 7 ducks, so there must be 10 male dolphins. We can now fill in the final box by adding the dolphins. There are 12 female dolphins and 10 male dolphins, so there are 22 dolphins altogether. One of these students is to be picked at random. Write down the probability that the student picked is in the ducks class. There are 60 students altogether, 10 of them are ducks, so the probability is 10 over 60, or 1 over 6. Question 6. The table shows information about the number of pets the students in a class had last year. The head teacher is to choose a student at random from the class. Find the probability that she will choose a student who had exactly 1 pet. The total number of students can be found by adding 7, 14, 1, 2 and 6. This gives 30. There are 14 students with exactly 1 pet, so the probability that she will choose a student with 1 pet is 14 over 30. Part B. Find the probability that she will choose a student who has 2 or more pets. There is 1 student which has 2 pets, 2 students which have 3 pets, and 6 students who have 3 or more pets. If you add these together, you have 9 students which have 2 or more pets, so the probability is 9 over 30. Part C. Find the probability that she will choose a student who has either 1 or 2 pets. There are 14 students with 1 pet and one student with 2 pets, so the probability that the student chosen has either 1 or 2 pets is 15 over 30. Question 7. The probability that a drawing pin will land pinned down when dropped is 0.4. Layla is going to drop the pin 300 times. Work out an estimate for the number of times a drawing pin will land pin down. To work this out, we'll times the probability by the number of times she will drop the pin. This is 0.4 times 300, which equals 120.